Welcome to the Wisdom for Life podcast with David Baker. David was a former paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne Division and for over 30 years has been a preacher. He has written 5 books and is an Amazon number one best-selling author. He is the chaplain at the county jail, pastors a church, and is the father of 11 children. Yes, 11. This podcast is here to give you wisdom for your family, your marriage, your children, your finances, your health, and your life. And now, the host of Wisdom of Life podcast, David Baker.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to the Wisdom for Life podcast. My name is David Baker, and we're glad that you're here. So you saw the title, Problems with Adult Children. Now, please, if you do not have adult children, please stay, because most of the problems with adult children can be fixed when they are younger. The problem is we don't foresee the evil and hide ourselves. We don't foresee the potential problems to fix them before we get there. One of the biggest statements that I use in child rearing is this: we're not rearing children, they already are children. We are rearing future adults. And in every principle and every point and everything we do, we take what's going on and extrapolate that out and see where that turns when they're 15, 17, 19, 20, 30, 40. That principle, that thing that needs corrected, we take that, oh, that's so cute. No, that's not cute when they're 15. You better fix it now. They're just 3. Okay. They're just 5. Okay. But if that's not fixed, what are they going to be at 25? And so, please, if you do not have adult children, you need these. Because when I did a list of the top 20 things that adult children have, the problems that they have, looking over that list, honestly, most of them could be fixed if we handle them right when they were children and when they were teenagers. Okay. So we'll see if we get through one or two of these today. The first one is a big one: financial dependence. Concerns about adult children relying on their parents for financial support. You see what I mean? It depends. What were they taught when they were 5 and 10 and 15 and 20? Or what have we done to enable them instead of teaching them the responsibility to take care of themselves? And so that's why this starts when they're young. It starts teaching them, helping them to make money when they're little, helping them to save, helping them to put God first so God can bless them, helping them to know how to manage money. It started when all of our kids were little and we didn't give them allowances, but we had extra work jobs they could do to be able to make money. And so the girls would iron my shirts. The boys would clean my shoes. And I could make it part of their chores. I could not pay them, but that's something extra, something for me specifically. So that was their job. And so, they come, Dad, do you need any shirts ironed? Sure, here you go. And so they would make money that way. And then we teach them what to do with that money. So by the time they're 18 and 20, they don't need our help. They understand financial principles. They apply themselves and they take care of those. Okay, you're like, all right, great. Beat us up for that. We didn't do what we're supposed to do. No, I'm not. But that's why I said, no matter what age your children are, you need to do things now to fix those things later. So financial dependence. What about adult children when they come and we need money? We need money. We need money. Okay. First of all is this: if they are not doing right, trying to do right, committed to doing right, then I can't help them. What? They're your own kids. Look, if they're hungry, I would feed them. Okay, but I'm not going to pay all their bills, or we are making people that are dependent upon us for life. And they will take advantage of you, and they will expect you to take care of them, and they'll use you. They'll spend money on whatever they think is important and then come to you to pay the things they know you'll pay for. Mom, my electricity is getting ready to cut off. And how much money are you spending on what? Oh, no. And so you can't do that. You can't do that, or you're going to enable your children. Being a pastor, preacher for 35 years, pastoring 31, 28, 29 years working with guys in the jail, I've seen so many people that are dependent upon their parents. Adults, they ought to be totally taking care of themselves and helping out mom and dad when they need to. And if we do it right, that's what it's going to be. But you can't. Listen carefully to this logic. If they're not doing right and God has is chastising them, okay? The biblical term, God is spanking them. God has brought judgment on them. God is trying to help them to bring them back to God and to fix the things in their life. So God made it tough on them. God put them through a famine. God's putting them through a tough time to bring them close to God. And then mom and dad bail them out every time, every time, every time. Well, they're my kids. I love them. I don't want to see them go without. Then guess what happens? You've enabled your children and they will never get things fixed. And literally, here's the situation. If God put them in a tight situation so they get back to God, and then we bail them out of that tight situation, who are we fighting against? Amen. Who are we fighting against? Say it. Sorry. We're fighting against God. We're fighting against God. Now, if our children are trying to do right, and they're going forward, and they've made good decisions in their life, and there's something we can do to be able to help them, and there's a true, real need there, and they're budging, and they're not wasting their money, and we can help them, then great. I can choose to do that. By the way, our kids did not pay for our kids' college. They went to an inexpensive college to get a good education, and they worked and saved up before. And every once in a while, one or two of them may need some help, and we get to be a help to them. But they didn't expect it. They didn't even ask for it, but we got to be a blessing and a help. So you can do that, but you do not want to do it where they expect it. You want to raise children to be dependent upon God and themselves. And when they have a need, they go to God, and they want to see that God is going to take care of that for them. And we have 11 children, and most of the kids know that there's not tons and tons of extra money that's there. And honestly, I think that's good. If they know you have it, and they're always trying to get it, then that's not a healthy parent-adult-child relationship. It's not. They're seeing you as a bank, and you are there. They're your dependent, and they're not supposed to be. Government knows that. You can't claim them anymore, okay? They're adults, but yet I'm still taking care of them. Something's wrong with that. That's not the way we're supposed to do it. So teach them, train them the right way growing up, help them to save, help them to get business and jobs. We'll talk more about that on other points here, but teach them the right way to go up. And when they are struggling, teach and help them. If they're not doing right, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I love you, care about you. If you're hungry, come over, eat anytime. We'll be glad to feed you, but I can't pay your bills. I think God's trying to get your attention. And if I bail you out when God's trying to get your attention, then I'm fighting against God, and I can't do that. And I've had to explain that to people, okay? Sometimes if, you know, someone in town, you know, and I'm pastor, and they come for help, and my standard excuse is, man, I got 11 children. I'm trying to pay for them. Hey, I'll pay your bills if you pay mine, okay? Oh, no, though, that's all right. And that's how I get out of that. And sometimes, look, honestly, I don't have it, but sometimes I do. Sometimes I could. But how can I, if they're spending their money on alcohol or drugs or bad things, and then I'm paying the bills to take care of them, then there's a wrong dynamic there. I'm not helping them. I am enabling them, and I'm enabling them to mess up their life. If they're having problems, let's get them fixed. Now, son, all day long as an adult child, if you have problems, let me help you. If you want to work on a budget, I'll work on a budget with you. If you need my help in anything, you got me. Okay, I'll be your dad until I die or you die. And if you need something, I'm here for you. I will help you. But I cannot just bail you out of financial problems, because that's not going to help you. And honestly, and I'm not just bragging, our kids haven't had that. Our kids work hard. They save money. They budget. They give. They tithe. They know what they're supposed to do. And we haven't had that. But I have had to counsel a lot of other parents. They're draining you. And they will continue to drain you as long as you let them. If you want to pay their bills, they'll let you pay their bills. And you can't. You're not helping your child. And that's the way we have to look at it. What can I do to help my child without hurting them? And many times we are. Okay? So it's called that tough love. It's called to sit down with them, son, I love you more than I love myself. And you may be upset at me. You may not be happy with what I'm going to tell you, but I need to explain to this and why. Son, God is using this in your life to bring you closer to him. Anyway, explain what I just did. I love you. I care about you. Man, you can come eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner at our house. We love you and you're welcome. We're always going to feed you. But I cannot take care of all those bills if God is trying to get your attention. You need to get close to God and let God help you and bless you. And sometimes it's hard for kids to understand that. They do their own thing and they do their own way and they think it's going to work out. And they've got all these financial principles that, you know, how it's going to work. And without God, it's not going to. Okay, without God, it's not going to. Okay. All right. Well, let's do one more for today. Career and job struggles, supporting adult children in finding and maintaining employment. Okay. And for every point, just get used to it. I'm going to say, if we taught our kids right growing up, then we don't have these problems. It really is important when they're younger to teach them and to help them to get a job and to be able to work hard. The biggest thing is hard work. We've talked about that with children and teenagers, okay? Next thing is people skills, being able to talk and confront and carry yourself well. The job interview is verbal, okay? I'm going to show up, I work hard, and I'm good with people. I'm good with the boss. I get along. I get along with people. I don't create problems. I don't stir up. I don't do drama. I work hard. I do what I'm told. And you hire me, it'll be the best worker you ever had. You say something like that, the boss is going to hire you if he can just to see if you're for real. And then you do it. You work hard. You be the best worker you ever had. I love it. I mean, we've, you know, you're 10, 15 years ago, went through some rough financial times, and I wasn't full-time in ministry. I had to go get a job and to work some secular things. And my goal was always, when I went there, I will be the best worker they have. And I believe my bosses could tell you that. How come? You're the boss. You're in charge. What do you need me to do? And I looked out for them and thought for them and worked for them. So I explained this before, but it's a really good thing to make sure you teach your children. It's called to be a number one worker. If your child is a number one worker, they will never, never have a problem. I got so many people who want to hire my kids. My kids have had 3 or 4 job offers and they're working one place and someone says, hey, we want to hire you. And they've never had a problem with that. If you work hard and you're good with people, those are the two biggest things that the people can handle and work with. You work hard, you show up, you do what you're supposed to do, and then you don't create drama, you don't cause problems. And so help your kids to be a number one worker. There's 4 levels. Number four worker is you tell them what to do and they don't do it. That guy's not going to keep a job. A number 3 worker, you tell them what to do and they do it, and then you can't find them. Where did they go? They're in a smoke break. They're in the bathroom. They're on their phone. They're doing something, okay? It's number 3 worker. In a really good economy, they may have a job for a while, okay? A number two worker is someone, they do what they're told, and when they're done, they come back and say, all right, boss, that's done. What's next? That guy will always have a job. Okay, he'll always have a job. Number one worker, you don't have to tell them what to do. They look around, they see what needs to be done, they learn what needs to be done, and they do it without being told. Guess what you call him? Boss, manager, owner. That's what you call him. Teach your children to be number one workers. I would much rather my children, if God's called them to, run their own business than just have to work for somebody. Now, they work for someone in make good money, and my kids do, and I'm amazed at how much money they're able to make because they work hard and they have good people skills. One guy was hired some of my boys, and he said, I was just looking. Well, the first guy said, I just need someone to show up. He'll show up every day. And they did, and ended up running crews for him and making great money. Another guy said, I've just been watching your personality to see the way you are, to see if I can work with you, because if I don't work with people I don't like, I don't like to hang around their personality. Do I like their personality? What is that? People skills. Are they good with people? And if they're good with people, I like to be around them. They don't create problems for me on the job. I enjoy their company, and we can work well together. That's a big deal, okay? So teach them to be that number one worker and teach them to be good with people, good people skills. And if you do that, your kids aren't going to have a hard time with that. Now, if they're 20 and they're struggling with that, then teach them that at 20. And help them to put God first with that. There's young men in our church, and a good guy, good worker, but many couldn't keep a job. I mean, he was going through 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 jobs in a year and couldn't keep a job and didn't know what. And dad said, son, you got to put God first. God's not going to bless you. He wasn't even coming to church but started tithing. Right after that, he got a job and a good job and kept the job. Then he started coming to church. Then he was running to preach. Now he's in Bible college. Okay, true story. And blessed guy, blessed life. Bought his own house and own vehicle and a young man. What a big deal that is. How come? Put God first. hard work and people skills, okay? Really is important, and important for your kids to be able to have that. So many parents do not get involved in their kids' life with things like this. But I was constantly, I have helped my kids get more jobs, lining up with people. I think I could say every one of my kids, I've helped them to get a job. How come? Now they got to work hard. They got to do the work. I can't do it. But if I can help them to get a job, it's going to be a blessing and a help to them. And my kids were working for people when they were 10 years old, 12 years old. My girls had a boss when they were 10 and 12, 8 and 10, and a good lady in church. And they did crafts for her and they worked for her and she paid them and she was a good lady. She influenced them for good. And my girls got to work and learn things from them and learn crafts. It was an awesome thing. And that was my connection. My boys started working construction, 16, 17 years old. That was my connection. And starting them, connecting them here to all these people, I want them to learn, but I always control, make sure good people, and they're going to be learning a skill that's going to be able to help them and bless them in their life. And it really has paid off. Okay. I joke with my kids all the time. I wrote this book, and it's called How to Raise Rich Kids, okay? How to Raise Rich Kids. And you can go to fixfamilies.com and order it there if you need to. But it's a 365-day devotion of what to teach and train our children. And so it's on Amazon, too, if you just want to go get it there. But it's what to teach our children, and it's 52 topics with a lesson for, it's 7 lessons for each topic. Anyway, and we taught our children that, and it works. So I joke with my kids and say, all right, I wrote this book called How to Raise Rich Kids. So, man, I need my kids to be rich. And it's amazing how blessed they are and where they're going and what God has for them. And I've got one that just turned 30, one that's over 30, and to see where they are and so blessed in life. It really is important. So make sure you work on that no matter what age your children are. And if they're adults, don't give up on them. Okay. Don't give up on them. You can still teach them and help him in that time. All right. Hey, God bless you for this lesson. We'll see you next week. We'll have a few weeks of adult children, whether you have adult children or not. And by the way, if you have any children, then eventually you'll have adult children. So you need this. And if your children are young, a lot of these things, you can help your future adult children by teaching them the right things when they're young. Okay? All right, God bless you, and I will see you on the next pod. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Wisdom for Life podcast. If you have any questions for us, email us at askpastorbaker@gmail.com, and we will answer them in an upcoming podcast. The email is askpastorbaker@gmail.com.